Fighters, conquer your sales. Conquer your sales. There are a lot of elements to the sales process that will lead to success, or it will torpedo your ass if you don't get it right, okay? And today I want to talk about what I believe is one of the, and I say one of because I think it's equally important as things like being likable and shit like that. That's all important, okay? But this is also the area where I see most contractors struggle in their sales process. Like, they'll be super likable, but you know what they'll do is they'll go out and they'll waste a bunch of time giving somebody a bid, and then the person will ghost them, or the person will ask them to revise it 40 times and then compare to a bunch of other bids. And then they get told, if they get told anything at all, if they're not hiding from you, that, oh, your price is way too much, we're going to go with somebody else, blah, blah, blah. All right. So we've all been down that road. If you've been in business more than a week as a home improvement contractor, guys, you've experienced this. And so today I want to talk about, for a few minutes, what is often the secret weapon, having all things else been equal, meaning you're equally likable and you got a strong brand and a good reputation and you came on referral or whatever it might be, often the thing that tilts the scales in your direction and allows price to not be really relevant at all in a customer or prospect's decision is simply this. You have to find the motive. Why do they want to do the project? Far too many. And when I say far too many, guys, in our Contractor Sales Academy, we got dozens of guys in there, but they know this and they've been role-playing this and that, and they still drop the ball. So how much more for those of you that aren't focused on this shit are you dropping the ball? Because we feel that we got to go out there and sell. And that's where this comes from. We feel we got to go out there and win them over and make the case for how fucking amazing we are and how great our quality is and all of our certifications and awards and recognition and how long we've been in business. And what happens is we often just barf out a bunch of shit that may or may not be important to the prospect. And I'm not saying these things are bad things. I think it's good that you do things right and that you have high quality. You should. I think it's good that you get certifications and recognition and blah, 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 right? However, this one strategy, this foundational strategy of our Shin Fu sales process is called the motive. And if you get this right, fuck, I tell you, if you get this right, you will be blown away with a couple things. Number one, how much less time you spend in the sales process. And number two, how much your price will become a non-factor with the people that you're talking to. And so guys, motive is all about understanding their reasons for wanting to buy, not just spewing out all your reasons of why you think you should do the job. And that's what we all have to drill through our thick heads. Okay. In fact, I believe 80, 90% of the sale, close to probably 90% of the sale happens in this one step. All right. And this step is often another thing. If you even do this step, a lot of guys don't spend enough time in this step with somebody. So for instance, they might go, they think they're getting the motive. They'll ask an open-ended question, right? You want to ask an open-ended question and shut your mouth. So you might go, so what, you know, what's making you want to do this project now or whatever? I don't pick a question, right? And they might go, you know, we're getting ready to move my mother-in-law into the house and we need to do some work. That's pretty common, right? A lot of guys just go, oh, okay, that's cool. And they think they got the motive. You know, they just need more space or they need to get it nicer or whatever it is. But guys, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's like the first layer. And if you're really going to dig into the motive, okay, you got to poke at that a little more. And this isn't a how-to podcast here today. This is basically what you need to learn how to fucking do. A lot of guys skim over this and they think they have it. But what they don't really understand, what they might not get to, is that the reason that they're moving, you know, the mother in or the mother-in-law or whatever I said a minute ago, is that dad died and she's got cancer. And their motive is to give her an amazing place to spend her last days. And that's really what's driving everything. But you never get to that part. And so you don't connect with them on an emotional level. I mean, that's one example of a remodeler guy that I'm thinking of right now, that was the actual motive. And that's why the people paid almost three times fucking as much for him as all the other bids they got, because the other people didn't take the time to really understand what the heart of this thing was. I think I've shared here before projects that I've sold in the past where the number one concern of them hiring a painting company years ago had nothing to do with the damn paint job. It was, don't scratch my brand new fucking hardwood floors. And I was the only motherfucker to get to that point because I dug into the motive. And it's why I sold the job. You know, I think it was a $12,000 project for this area of the house. It was my price. And the next bid, lower than mine, and all the other bids, none of them were more than $5,000 or $5,500. Because I understood the motive. And guys, this isn't just about, oh, I just got to charge more and we're going to rip people off. For those of you that are thinking that, you go fucking listen to another show. All right. People have their reasons. There was a salesperson for a very well-known company for people that do what I do to help us grow our businesses in certain ways and deliver better experiences. And I'm going to leave the name of the company out because I really believe the owner of the company and the leader is kick-ass. I just happened to talk to a shitty salesperson. Okay? This salesperson hopped on the phone with me and made assumption after assumption of what was important to me. I basically said, in little different words than this, hey, so-and-so referred me. So-and-so has used you. I swear to God, guys, I said it this clearly. So I'm ready to go. I just want to know how your packages work. I was already sold. This person did nothing to dig into my motive about what was important to me. And had they done that, they would have gotten gobs and gobs and gobs of pain out of me, because this area of my business currently keeps me up at night. And in my mind, okay, my woman was sitting next to me. The salesperson was on speaker. In my mind, I was ready to agree to anything up to like 25,000 bucks. I was going to stroke a check or swipe the card, whatever they wanted, on the spot. Never got me the price till a day later. Even when I asked, I'm like, yeah, I already know you guys are kick ass. And what I would have loved if I were training this salesperson, I'd say, you say what you have is kick ass. Tell me more about that. What makes it kick ass for you? See, that's digging into the motive. And they would have heard that, well, this really keeps me up at night because of this and because of this. And then they would have said, well, what's the worst thing that could happen if that's going on in your company? See, they're digging for the motive. And they would have found that it's embarrassing for me that I don't have this area of my fucking business squared away. And you can hear my blood pressure rising right now in my voice, you guys. Yet we opted not to hire this company yet, even though their price was only 5,000 bucks. Price had nothing to do with it. Had I been heard and connected with to the reasons that were important to me as a consumer, as a prospect for them, they would have had a sale that was damn near five times what they were asking. All right. So next time the phone rings, I want you to take some time, get in the right mental space to shut your fucking mouth and learn to ask some good connection questions, connecting motive finding questions for the person on the other end of the phone or the person you're standing in their living room or whatever it is. Guys, I guarantee you, when this becomes a strength of yours, a second nature habit, you will be absolutely blown away by how much damn money you're making, how much value you're bringing people, how much people are going to be, dude, they're going to love you. Think about me. If I would have stroked that thing for 25 grand and this problem of mine went away, I'd be the biggest fan for that fucking company, because it's my reasons, not theirs. This contractor who delivered for the mother that was moving in and they wanted her to live her last days, like months or whatever it was, in massive style and comfort and this and that, they didn't care about the price. And they've been singing this other guy's praises for years now, because money had nothing to do with it. Okay? So guys, you got to get that in your head. So many of you are struggling right now because you feel like you got to go out and compete with all the other motherfuckers in your industry. And you don't. You compete with you. You better your best each day. Don't give a shit what anyone else is charging, what everyone else is doing. You go out there and connect in the motive. connect in the motive, and you're going to be the best damn thing since sliced bread for your customers. And they're going to love you. You're going to be proud of what you're doing and the value that you're delivering to people. Okay. Because you're doing it in a way unlike anyone else is. I promise you that. Guys, head of the ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Okay. I don't think there's a the in it. Just ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Check out our bridge program. It's full of people that are fired up about getting better. It's full of people that are practicing their asses off, okay, to get better as a salesperson, to get better as a communicator. And one of the coolest byproducts of this that we never planned, we went into this trying to help people become better salespeople. And what we're getting on the other end is we're like, yeah, that's cool, but this has changed my marriage. We have people messaging us going, man, once I learned to shut up and listen to people and communicate better, I have better relationships with my spouse, with my kids, with my parents. It's helping every area of their life because they've finally learned how to shut their damn mouth and communicate with somebody else. And I'm super fucking proud of what we built. So head to ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Check that shit out. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you tomorrow.